We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Nisias Kapayim Siman Kuf Chav Ches Siv Beis as a Mechaber Kol Kohen Shein Bo Echad Me'Advarim HaMa'ak. The many Kohen which does not has one of the things which would not allow him to Duchen, as we'll see what those are. Im Eino Ola Duchen, if he does not go up to Duchen, Af Bisha Bitel Mitzah Sase Achas Harizek Over B'Shalosh Ase. He's actually being over three Ases by not going up to Duchen. Ko Tavarchu Emor Lahem and Visamu Es Shemi, as explained by the Mishnah Berurah. As long as he was there in the shul when they called out Kohanim to go up, or if someone told him to go and wash his hands. If he does not listen, if he does not do it, he is over on three assays. The Mishnah Berurah says that if he was not told to go up, then he's not over on Amor Lahem, because he was not told to go up. If he didn't hear the call of the Kohanim, it's okay. The Magen Avraham says that the prohibition, or the over on the assay, only occurs if he moved his feet during the avoda, meaning when he got to Ritzeh. As we'll see, that is what is required to be able to duchen. You have to move your feet, start approaching during Ritzeh. But if he did not move his feet, then since he can't go up to duchen, there's nothing wrong with him not going up to duchen. Eliyarabba brings in the name of the Chuvas Maharam Mintz that he's not sure. Maybe he would still need to go up because it makes him look bad. So therefore, one should be careful. If they didn't move their feet during Ritzeh, they should leave the shul so that it doesn't look bad for them that they are not going up. If you're in the middle of Shmona Esrei, we'll see later on in the Mishnah Berurah that it could be you have to stop in the middle of Shmona Esrei to go up to Duchen, and you would not leave the shul. Siv Gimel, im ala pa'amachas biyom zeh, shuveinu over afilu amru lo alei. If he went up to Duchen already one day, then he does not need to go up to Duchen another time, even if they tell him to go up. However, if he wants to, he's allowed to go up and Duchen another time and make the bracha, because he's still fulfilling a mitzvah every time that he Duchens. Siv Dalet, kishakohanim einam rotzim lalos aduchen. If there's a kohen who does not want to go up to Duchen, einam tzrichim lishos chutz mebeis hakneses, they do not need to stay outside of the shul the entire time. Only when the chazan calls kohanim. If you're not there when the chazan calls kohanim, then you don't need to go up, and therefore you're allowed to be in shul during the duchening. However, if people see that you're not going up, they will think that you're pagum, that you're ben grusha, ben chalutza, you're one of the people who's not able to go up to duchen, you've lost your kohen status, and therefore it's better for you not to stay in shul during this time. The Mishnah Berurah says the case where it's someone who does not want to go up must be talking about someone who is weak or something like that. But someone who stam says, I don't really want to daven, I don't really want to duchen, the Bar Halacha says that for sure you're being mevatel mitzvah aseh for no reason. Even if you're not there when they call out kohanim, and therefore you're not over on the aseh, as we said, still to put yourself in a situation where you will not be able to fulfill the mitzvah is also a problem, says the Bar Halacha. We find this by tzitzis. Even though tzitzis is not a chovas gavra, it's not an obligation on the person to wear tzitzis, rather it's an obligation on the clothing. And if you're not wearing a four-cornered garment, you wouldn't need to wear tzitzis. Still, we say that you need to wear a four-cornered garment in order to put tzitzis on it, and if not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes you at the time that he is upset, as it says in the Gemara Menachos. The Bar Halacha gives another example from the Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Lamed Gimel, where the Pasuk says, V'yareisa me'elokecha, that is how we say that Hashem says, don't avoid putting yourself in a situation where you can fulfill a mitzvah. For example, the Gemara in Kiddushin says, if somebody walks into a room, a big Talmud Chacham walks into a room, you're supposed to stand for him. A Zakein walks into a room, you're supposed to stand for him. If you look down and you don't see the Zakein walk in, then you don't have to stand. But says the Gemara, the Yoreis HaMelekecha teaches us, you shouldn't look down Dafka so that you don't see him when he comes in, so that you're not obligated to stand. Once again, don't put yourself in a situation where you will not be able to fulfill a mitzvah, as one would do if they leave so they don't hear the Kohanim being called. Rather, it must be the case where the Shulchan Aruch says that you don't need to go up if you don't want to. It was talking about where someone is weak. The Magen Avraham says in the name of the Mordechai that still you should go out before saying Ritzeh so that you're not looked at as pogum by staying in there.